1967. This was to be another milestone year in Corvette's history with the introduction of the next generation C3 model, but design and production problems forestalled the changeover. Production dropped by nearly 5,000 units. 8,504 coupes and 14,436 convertibles rolled off the line. Buyers apparently were willing to wait for the next year's model. As a consequence, the 67s also became a prized possession of classic Corvette enthusiasts. Sticker prices were $4,388 and $4,240 for the basic coupe and convertible, respectively. Exterior adornments were kept to a minimum. Much of the trim, including the hood script, signature, and cross flags, was removed. The hood bulge needed to accommodate the big block engine was replaced with a hood scoop. Smaller side fender louver vents with 5 angled slots were added, replacing the 3 larger vents of the year before. Some models featured side-mounted exhaust as an option, along with cast aluminum wheels, aluminum cylinder heads, slotted 6-inch rally wheels in place of elaborate wheel covers, and transistorized ignition as other optional items. Inside, the seat design was modified and the parking brake handle removed from under the instrument panel to a spot between the seats. Safety legislation mandated a modification of the knock-off wheel feature. These were changed to bolt-on cast aluminum wheels with a clip-on center cap to conceal lug nuts. Other firsts included four-way flashers, turn signals with lane change features, folding seatback latches, and dual master cylinders. A limited number, 20, of the L88 Corvette rated at 430 horsepower were built. This option was expensive and was aimed primarily at the competitive racing community. Meanwhile, the American motoring public anxiously awaited for the 1968 rollout, heralding the next generation of Corvette.